T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, I am here with Mr. Mark Laurie, Niagara Falls Superintendent. Mr. Laurie, what is your initial response to hearing the Texas news?
Just horror. I'm just absolutely in shock, saddened. It's just horrific news. It's almost surreal. I just cannot believe this, and I'm just so saddened for the families, for this country, for the school kids everywhere, but especially those that we lost today. We are one big country that needs to be together, and this is just probably some of the most horrific news I've heard, and it's just coming too soon after what we experienced as a community last week, and just absolutely horrified.
Right. How fearful are you about these shootings repeating themselves like they already have this month?
Yeah, well, you know, in this day and age, you always have to be on guard. You always have to be ready. You always have to be prepared. I think the frequency is just something that is really put a heightened sense of awareness on everybody. Kids hear these things, they get scared, they're traumatized, they're afraid, their parents are, they have every right to be. It makes you wonder about where we're going as a society, and it makes you wonder where we're going as an educational society. I just can't fathom. I can't fathom this occurring, and I know it's real. Not only this, but what another fear is, and what I think is just as sick and as sad, is that often after this happens, we get those people who copycat and put threats out on social media. And that saddens me just as much. Well, not as much as a death, of course, but just as much, because it puts so much fear into people's hearts. And I really just abhor those kind of things that happen. And I'm deeply, deeply troubled by this and deeply saddened. And, you know, there are no words, but I just thoughts for those families and thoughts for all of the school kids and all the people around these situations. And it's just coming on the heels of this tragedy that we've experienced as a community, most particular in Buffalo. And there are no words. There are no appropriate words to use.
Now, you mentioned social media. Now, kids are very savvy with social media. How worried are you that kids are going to go online and read the manifestos and scare themselves?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, it starts in the home. And every parent, every grandparent has to know what their kids are doing. It's time to open the door and find out what their kids are doing and talk to them and see what's going on and have a good conversation. That's everybody's responsibility. That's number one. Number two, something has to be done about these social media sites. They just have to be regulated. Or if a post is made, all resources have to be taken to find the perpetrator and that perpetrator. And if he or she is under 18 years old, their parents, I know that's a huge legal stretch. I'm well aware of that. But until we start taking significant, serious action like that, I fear for the continuation of these things. And it's no way to conduct life. It's no way to conduct schools. And I just, again, have no words and just abhor the thought that somebody might use social media even to put a false threat up there. I think that is one of the most disrespectful things that we can do and that has been done. We should be grieving and praying for those that are lost and working to try to resolve this tonight, not today, not waiting any longer.
Right. What's the plan of action for Niagara Falls schools? Can you assure family plans are in protocol to deal with these situations?
Sure. We're always in lockout. We are always in lockout. In our secondary schools, we have weapons detection system. We have more security officers and more cameras than we've ever had before in the district. We have practiced more drills than we've ever done before. We are sensitive not only to those kind of hardening things, but to dealing with kids that may be having trauma. So I think you have to look at that side of it too. We have to talk about these things. We have to be aware of kids that are troubled. We have to be aware of kids that are traumatized by this. So while we have all the hardening that I just mentioned from weapons detection and securities and directors of security and cameras, we have all of those things in place. But we also have to talk to kids. There is no better detection system than listening to kids, listening to each other, noticing signs of something that's not right and reporting those. That is the best detection that we have. And again, I call on every parent, every grandparent, every relative of a student to find out what is going on, or if it's not just a student, it could be an adult, to find out what is going on and to get that person help and to notify law enforcement immediately. It's going to take collectively everybody to get this done.
Right. Now, this young man was 18 years old, same age as the Jefferson shooter, and it all happened weeks within each other. Is it a safe assumption in your mind, given the recency and the age, that there is a correlation here?
Well, I think that people who are doing these things are impressionable. They've had disassociation from the years of COVID, and I'm no psychologist, I don't pretend to be, but I also think there's a disassociation from adults knowing what their kids are doing, and it's not acceptable, whether you're 5, 15, or 18, for you not to know what your children are doing and not to have a clue or an idea what kind of things that they have access to, what kind of social media sites they're on. I'm sorry, it sounds like we're over-parenting, but it's time to do that. And of course there's concern. Of course that you see the relationship and the relevancy. So we have to start taking action, and that action is calling upon each and every person to find out what is going on with their child, young or old, and to immediately intercede. That is a basic responsibility of a parent.
Right. Now, is there anything else that you wanted to add, Mr. Laurie, or something to say to the students out there?
No, I just, if a student or if someone feels something's untoward, or they hear something, or they're not feeling good about something, you have to report that. You have to find a knowing adult, and you have to report it. You have to talk about it, and you have to get it out there. And we have not even healed from our local situation. And then to have to watch this is certainly traumatic. And I really send prayers to everybody involved, and really to this whole country, especially those that were impacted.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.